living in Jerusalem when they burned the temple down. They brought him here to Shushan, and he settled in this town. To be a Jew in Persia is not an easy lot, but I seek advancement anyway, make the most of what I got. I have a civil service job, doesn't matter what I do, 'cause all that counts is whom you know, more important who knows you. So all my responsibilities I've arranged to delegate, so I can spend my time being invisible here at the King's Gate. King's Gate, you get all the dope, you're on top of everything. I once overheard two servants plan to assassinate the king. I reported them and they were hanged, but I never got my due. But you can bet I'll bring it up in my annual review. Remember, come promotion time, my career could use a push. I'm Mordecai and I'm the guy who saved the royal tush. The details of my heroics I will be happy to relate, and I'll tell anyone who will listen to me here at the King's Gate. And when the king told Mamakon to fight for him a wife, and failure in this task would cost the Grand Vizier his life, I offered him my cousin who might reason she was small. Even though Esther didn't want to be the queen at all. Now Esther is so beautiful, so fair and starry-eyed, and so the king selected her to be his blushing bride. Now Mamakon owes a debt to me that is hard to overstate, and sitting in the catbird seat here at the King's Gate.
Psst! Have you any news? Have you any news? A tidbit you can share. Surrounding us are clues, the changes in the air, changes in the air.
What's the news? What's the news? Have you any news? Have you any news? Tell me what the news is.
Oh, I have news for you, yes, but you would never guess. The king has fired Mamakon, dismissed him just like that. He's stationed now in Lebanon as a low-level bureaucrat.
Our heart goes out to Mamakon, his future now is lacking. He must be eating Mamakon, cause his new job is so jerky. What's the news? Have you any news? Tell me what the news is.
Is the king's new grand vizier. He is a parasite and a wealthy financier.
I guess his highness chose him 'cause he's rich and well connected, but the other princes loathe him and he's widely disrespected.
The king has got us wondering why he made such an appointment. For Haman is a man that fired the first Persian ointment.
Sure.